I don't know what I had, but the sickness may have just been a depression, but I just remember it was like my soul was drying up inside. And I just laid down and I sort of passed out, and I don't remember waking up. And I remember my mother worrying because I was laying there for a few days, and I remember her trying to wake me up. And I wouldn't wake up. I could hear him talking, but I had no, like, my energy or something was gone. And I remember her calling up a doctor, and the doctor said, "Well, send him an ambulance, we'll pick him up." They had no money. My father disappeared. We didn't know where he was. So she said, "Don't send an ambulance," because she didn't have any money. He said, "We'll bring him to the hospital." She couldn't do that. We didn't have a ride. At this time, we were living out in a trailer park. This was about 1953. I was 14 at the time. There's no way to get me to the hospital, so over the phone, he got the doctor to prescribe. It was codeine, was what it was. I remember he didn't want to do it, and I remember him saying somehow she got the stuff out of him, and I remember him to try this, and if that didn't do anything, they had to come and get me. I woke up enough to hear him say that it was something about it was addictive. I just remember when I got my first shot of this stuff, whatever I had, I don't know, but I remember it kind of like woke me up and made me feel alive. And then I would slump back into this, like, death or this big depression or whatever it was that was wrong. And I knew that if I got well, that they'd take this stuff away. Addictive, I didn't know what that word meant, but I figured that if you knew that I was hooked on it, that they would take it away. So I started scheming to get a stash of this stuff. And the first thing I did is I poured the bottle of codeine in another bottle and filled it up with water, because it's a clear substance. And then when my mother came in the house or went to give me some of the stuff, I spilt the bottle over. I remember calling the doctor up for another one, and he didn't want to give it to her, but she explained to him that it got spilled. So I managed to get a couple bottles of stuff ahead. Before I ran out of the drugs, these drugs that I was on, I was laying in bed with these thoughts going through my head. And I was trying to fight these thoughts of, I was trying to find a purpose to live for in my mind, and I couldn't. And it came to me that because my father said he was going to kill me, that I should kill him first. That I should kill him and I should get these drugs. I should take his car and I should go to New York. And then I'd try to fight these thoughts. And as I try to fight these thoughts, when you get that far out in the darkness, or the insanity, I couldn't tell if it was my thoughts or if something was talking to me. But sometimes it seemed like it was, and I'd try to catch it. I'd try to catch something that is my thinking this or something telling me this, and sometime I thought I'd hear voices, or a voice. But then if I did think I heard a voice, the voice would tell me crazy. So that compounded the problem that I'm fighting with myself when I'm crazy or not. It was high, and higher, and the higher I got, the better I liked it. And the one time, I got high. And I was sitting on the couch. My mother had left the house to go someplace, and I figured I'll get up and sit on the couch because I felt better. I sat on the couch and I took a big dose of this stuff. I could feel my heart stopping. I could hear my breath going away and getting shallow. I remember opening my mouth and gasping for breath and my eyes rolling back in my head. And I went into a nod and a stupor. And I was trying to breathe, and there was a little trickle of air going down my throat like a straw. My breath stopped. And I went out. It was all dark. And they talk about the tunnel. People have had these experiences before. And I went out through like a tunnel. And I went out and I stopped someplace. And when I stopped, it was all dark. And I started like with an elevator. Like it was like I was on an elevator with my eyes closed. I had the sensation of going up, and as I went up, The darkness started to get a little bit lighter, and way off in the distance, I saw a light, like a little speck of light. It got bigger, and as it got bigger, I started to hear the noise. The noise turned into a sound of people singing. It was like a chorus. And I thought, well, this is great. And it got lighter. And I thought, well, this is great. I want to go up there and see what the singing is. And something stopped me. And there was a voice that said,
"This is not your time."
It was like all of a sudden the elevator started to go back down again. We stopped. I came back through that shaft, the tunnel. And all of a sudden, I felt my heart make a pump, and I felt my head snap back. I knew I was back in my body, and my eyes opened, and I could feel the breath coming back into my lungs again. And my mother had just came into the house, I think before I came back. I remember her coming up and shake me. I don't know if that's when I just woke up. I might have been, because I was out of the body. I actually had died. And I remember her shaking, and she said, "You've been," I remember her saying, "You've been awful sleepy lately," because I was walking around doped up all the time. And I didn't want to tell her what happened. I said, "Ma," "I just nodded off." She said, "Yeah, you were passed out." I don't want to tell her I wasn't there.